Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is the Flag Football America Network, and we are excited to bring you another show from our podcast series. And today we're going to be talking about Just Score Magazine, an exciting new publication that is brought to you that has started out covering strictly flag football, but it's clearly in the future going to be so much more than that. The magazine is currently online, and Trayvon Whaler, the editor-in-chief, has begun a publication that's going to bring you a new way to experience the game, flag football, on and off the field. Right now, Just Score Magazine is a print and an interactive digital publication that will be devoted to competitive recreational sports. And it's starting out specifically with flag football, but is going to move on to other sports. Anything to do with adult recreational sports will be covered in this publication. They're going to be covering all platforms of all recreational sports, and their goal is to exemplify the camaraderie in exercise, athletics, and in team sports. And so with the growth of not only non-contact sports, but just sports in general for adults, I think a publication like this is great, specifically for the flag football community. If you actually go to their website, they just launched their second issue today, and they had launched their first issue back over the summer. You can still get a copy of the first issue of Just Score Magazine, and it's exciting. It's an exciting time, not only for recreational sports, but also for just flag football. The Just Score Magazine is obviously starting with one of the bigger organizations that is tied in with the MCFFU Tournament of Champions, and they're really making every effort to cover any national tournament that's sort of on the map. So, for example, on August 29th, Just Score Magazine covered the MCFFU Tournament of Champions. The event was proclaimed to be one of the most competitive tournaments in years, and it didn't disappoint. There were two exciting semifinals and a punctuating victory by visiting All Met Corps. The national title was solidified. So All Met Corps were the champions, and they're from Maryland. And so they're serious about what they do. They basically travel all around the country. Trayvon brings a crew with him, his crew, his film crew, and they get film, they get video. If you look at the magazine, I think a crucial part, obviously, to their magazine is going to be content, and their covers are very exciting. They look really good. So I think it's one of these situations where just the time is right. And having spoken to Trayvon, he's very passionate, very knowledgeable. And if you just look at what he's doing, it's a very difficult task. But just from the look of the magazine, they're pretty successful so far. Their national coverage started in San Diego with the MCFFU Major NIT, but they will expand to other tournaments. And like I said, they're going to expand into other sports. Just Score Magazine can be found online on their website, and their website is jscoremag.com. So jscoremag, all one word, .com. The magazine's first issue came out in August 29th. And in that first issue, they covered, these were the major topics of that issue. We discussed it a little bit. They covered the MCFFU Tournament of Champions. And what I'll do is I'll read you sort of a byline of how they use to describe that event for their first issue of the magazine, which again is jscoremag.com. So on August 29th, 2015, the Flag Football World was gifted. So on August 29th, 2015, the Flag Football World was gifted with a rare treat to 2015 USFTL national champions. All Met Corps traveled across country to face the best that the West Coast had to offer. Notable names such as the Long Beach All-Stars, Bay Kings, Ball Hawks, Playboy Bunnies, Epic Valley, excuse me, Misfits, and more attended the event to put on their best and contend for a major NIT title. When the dust settled, we were blessed with the threat mentioned above. The USFTL national champions in All Met Corps faced off with the MCFFU world champions in the Bay Kings, a closely fought match that ended in an overall record of 1-1, but with All Met claiming the title, donning them, and the new unified national champions. So that was the major coverage of their first issue. Special editions of the Just Score magazine were available in print and from August 2015 until January 2016. Starting January 29th, 2016, digital subscriptions will be available. Subscribe and follow us socially. So you can follow them socially to stay informed on our launch, which was actually today. The second issue came out today, which we'll talk about in a second. So other topics in that magazine were A Game of Thrones, 2015 Blue Chips, Just Score National Rankings, Way to Go, Top Ways to Travel as a Team, an article on Fatboy, Team Reports, Feast of Famine, Five Best Foods for Athletes, Bottle Service, A Taste of Diego, and a 2015 tournament schedule. And then on their website, they list the list of tournaments coming up. The 2015 Fall Brawl, the DMV FFL Reach for the Beach NIT, the Windy City Cup, which is another major NIT event, the Virginia Craft Beer major NIT event, and the Texas Flag Football Bayou City Bash. So clearly they've started covering major NIT events, which is in association with the USFTL. Again, this is Stacey Marshall from the Flag Football America Network, and we are bringing you information about Just Score Magazine, which actually launched its second issue today, which is available on Amazon. And it is an exciting time to be a flag football player, obviously, an enthusiast. And, you can go, again, to jscoremag.com, and you can have their magazines available for purchase for $9.99. That's not including the shipping, to get print versions of their latest magazine. So the new issue just came out today, and it was completed October 29th, and the first issue was completed August 29th, but the first signs of it publicly being promoted or today. So again, they've got your Just Score Top 10, which lists the top 10 teams in the country. Now, that's debatable because obviously the best teams aren't necessarily in the USFTL or the MCFFUU, but in all honesty, if you really want to get recognition, you're probably playing in one of those leagues, or you're at least an approved league that can get your league ranked. And so that's one of the things to think about. And so the newest issue of the magazine, again, is going to cover tournament schedules, its rosters, its leagues, its playbooks. And on the cover is a really cool picture of the featured article, which is the debate is put to rest as all travels west and defeats the MCFFU world champs. And so now they're recognized as national champs. And so if you look at their Just Score top 10, they talk about the empirical rise of the Central Valley Demons. And again, it's not just going to be a flag football magazine. Just Score is going to also focus on recreational sports, and they've got exclusive content, national coverage. They've got photography, which they describe as sort of dazzling photography, and in-depth coverage, as well as some health and fitness tips. And as I mentioned, if you talk about just the flag football component, on the cover of the newest issue, they've got the Just Score Top 10, which has All Met Core, All Stars, Eastland, Shockwave, Team Slow, Bay Kings, Hungover, Denver Goats, Dallas Clutch, and CV Demons. And you have to understand that the thing to think about is it's very difficult to rank these different teams, but they're going ahead and doing it, and they're making strides to become sort of not only the first only official flag football magazine that's been able to gain some national exposure, but they're also going to become a recreational magazine, which I'm sure the core of their issues will be rooted in flag football. And I think everyone who's listening to this will remember Flag Mag. They really were the first, the sort of the groundbreaking attempt to do this. But I think one of the things that's going to make Just Score Magazine different is that they're going to move out of the print ads and move into digital. Their first two issues are print, but they are focused exclusively on giving everybody just digital content, and that's it. And that's obviously the future. I mean, the future is digital content. So I think you can expect much more of that in the future. Again, this is Flag Football America Network. You can reach us online at flagfootballamerica.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at Flag Football America. And we're also on Instagram at flagfootballamerica.com. And so these are definitely exciting times. Currently, again, like I said, there's two issues of the magazine out, and you can download them online. And I think one of the things to think about is just how groundbreaking this is. This is an attempt to not only get flag football on a national stage, but sort of the first organization that's going to cover it. And that is extremely important and extremely difficult, but having spoken to Trayvon, I think he clearly has a plan in place on how he will keep this publication not only going from now into the future. And again, one of the things that they're doing is they are keeping it digital. They've started out with print because they feel like that's going to be an initial way to get it exposed and for their demographic, a print magazine. But moving forward, it will go to an all-digital publication, and you can check out some small previews of what they've got online at jscoremag.com, and you can still purchase J Score Magazine issue number 1, but you can also check out J Score Mag issue number 2. And again, this is an exciting time for flag football. This is from the Flag Football America Network, and you can also check out the J Score Magazine. They're also on Facebook as well, and also on Instagram. So for the Flag Football America Network, this is Stacy Marshall. Please check us out again at flagfootballamerica.com. Please check out our Facebook page, which is also on Facebook, which is known as Flag Football America. And also check us out on Instagram. We have a new Flag Football America forecast that will be coming out soon. And we've also got some exciting things that'll be launching from our end. So again, this issue of the podcast is about Just Score Magazine, jscoremag.com. You can check them out on internet, and you can also check them out on amazon.com. For Flag Football America Network, this is Stacy Marshall, and I look forward to talking to you soon. And at Flag Football America, we are changing the world one flag at a time.